You're listening to Charlottesville's Podcasting Network. I'm Dan Gould. Each spring and fall, the Senior Center of Charlottesville's Encore Players takes to the stage to perform a series of one-act plays. This spring, the group presented a series of five plays. Christopher Columbus and his wife discuss his upcoming voyage in 1491. The play was directed by Betty Hales and introduced by Gene Newland and Pat Cook. The performance took place on Wednesday, May 22, 2013, as a part of the Encore Players' Spring 2013 performance. This is the third of a five-part CPN Monday series. Our podcast is entitled The Encore Players, 1491. Here's Gene Newland.
Well, now, our next piece is another one of those slightly complicated plot lines that we talked about. What might have happened to change history if Christopher Columbus had sailed in a different direction back in 1492? We explore this hypothetical situation as Mrs. Columbus nags Chris to quit hanging around the house and go out and discover something. He finally does sail away, and eventually he sights land. But is he in for a shock?
Might have altered the course of history. We can't help wondering what might have happened if the events back then had been a little different. Our scene opened in the home of Mr. and Mrs. Christopher Columbus in Genoa, Italy.
Chris, I'm getting pretty tired of you hanging around the house all the time. Why don't you go out and discover something?
Like what?
I don't know, but there must be a lot of stuff out there before you get to the edge of the earth.
There isn't any edge of the earth, woman. The world is round.
You keep on saying that, don't you? You just keep on with that dumb idea. If the world was round, a lot of people would be walking upside down. You don't see anybody doing that, do you?
Of course not. But that isn't because the world is flat. There is a physical law.
Well, I should think so. There should be a law against walking upside down. The women's skirts would all fall up.
Oh, no, you just don't understand.
I'll tell you what I don't understand, Chris. Other husbands are out working or helping around the house. But all you do is sit and look at maps.
I'm a navigator, woman. That's what navigators do. They study maps.
And they also navigate, I presume.
Well, yes.
Then go out and navigate somewhere.
Believe me, I'd like to. But that government here in Genoa won't give me any money for exploration.
Then go over to Spain and ask Queen Isabella for the money.
Huh, I couldn't do that. I hardly know her.
Maybe not, but I heard that she likes you.
What do you mean?
She saw you in tights at the Borges party, and she thought you had really cute knees.
Really? Really?
Yes, she likes you. So go on over and ask her to bankroll a voyage for you. I bet she will.
I don't know. Ferdinand is such a tightwad.
Don't worry about it. Trust me. Isabella is a woman, and we women have our ways to get what we want.
Yeah, I know about that.
Well, you'll never get the money if you don't try. Go on and do it.
Okay. I'm off to Spain.
Time passes. And passes. And one day, Mrs. Columbus gets a collect call from Madrid, Spain.
Hello, is that you, Chris?
Yeah, and you were right, sweetie. Queen Isabella got around Ferdinand just as slick as you please, and she forked over all the money.
Good, I figured she would. You do have cute knees.
Thanks.
So what did you get?
Well, she fixed me up. She gave me not one ship, but three.
Good for you.
Well, there's one problem, though. You can't sail a ship that doesn't have any names. I'm wondering what to call them.
No problem. You can't sail
a ship that doesn't have a name.
Just name them after our neighbors here in Genoa. There's Nina next door, and Pinta down the street. And there's that lady that dresses up in a red suit and gives out Christmas presents. You know, Santa Maria.
Good idea. That's it then. So I'm all set. Now all I have to do is to figure out where to go.
Go west, young man. Incidentally, Chris, someday I'm going to be famous for saying that.
Gee, I don't know. There's an awful lot of water out there.
Well, do as you please. But if you fall off the edge of the earth, don't come whining to me. Just remember, I told you so. And Chris?
Yeah?
Take plenty of clean underwear.
Okay. Bye.
Keep in touch.
Time passes. And passes. And passes. Our next scene takes us aboard the ship somewhere at sea. The first mate seeks out Columbus on the bridge.
Hey, boss.
What?
The guys are getting pretty tired of biscuits and beans every day. They want to order out for pizza.
You stupid oaf. Domino's doesn't deliver out here.
But, boss.
Forget it. Go and shiver your timbers or something.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But Popeye says it all the time, and he's a sailor, so it must mean something nautical.
That doesn't mean all sailors talk nautical. I talk nice the way Mama taught me. And who is this Popeye anyway?
Everybody knows Popeye. He's that cartoon character in the comic scrolls. What's the matter? Don't you read anything?
No, I'm illegible.
That's illiterate, you dolt. You're illiterate.
Not since I got arrested.
For what?
For littering.
Look, just stop bothering me. Go and walk the plank or something.
But, boss, what about the biscuits and beans? The guys are complaining.
You think you've got problems? You want to hear problems? I'll tell you problems. I just ran out of clean underwear.
More time passes. And passes. And then one day, Mrs. Columbus gets a ship to shore phone call.
Hello?
Hi, honey. It's me, Chris. We just sighted land, and I wanted you to be the first to know.
That's great. Where do you think you are?
Well, I can't tell yet. Hey, first mate, where do you think we are?
Well, I don't know.
Use the other eye, you dolt.
Like the toe of a boot.
A boot?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell my wife. Honey, my first mate says the land mass looks like the toe of a boot.
A what? A boot?
Yeah, kind of like a boot. Wait a minute.
Hey, boss, I see something coming.
What is it?
A bunch of people in a boat.
Who are they?
How would I know they're not wearing name tags?
Listen. Don't be a wise guy. Just tell me if they look friendly.
I think so. They're smiling and waving, and they're shouting something.
What are they saying?
How would I know? They're too far away to hear.
Hey.
Hey, I'm waiting here on the phone. What's going on?
A bunch of natives are coming out in a boat. A welcoming party, I think.
You hope.
Yeah. Now I can hear them shouting something.
What are they saying?
Can't tell yet. Until they get a little closer. Wait. It sounds like... Yes, it is. They're shouting, Paisano! Honey, it's incredible! These natives speak Italian!
Now, just a minute here. Let me get this straight. A country shaped like a boot. The natives speak Italian. Chris, what direction did you sail in?
Right ahead.
Well, I didn't think you'd sail sideways. You did leave from Portugal, didn't you?
Well, no. The weather was nicer in Valencia, Spain. So I decided to sail from there. And then I just went straight ahead.
Chris, you idiot. All you did was sail back home. You've reached Italy.
What?
I told you where to go. But would you listen to me? No. You went and sailed the other way, and you've wasted all this time and money just to end up where you started.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Do you realize what you've done, Chris? There's a guy named Vespucci who is mouthing off about exploring out there. And do you know what's probably going to happen because you wouldn't listen to me? He's probably going to discover whatever you missed by going the wrong way.
Gee, honey, I'm sorry.
Well, never mind. They probably wouldn't have named any new country after you anyway. And actually...
Actually what?
Actually, I owe you an apology. I told you to go west because I've been looking at your maps. And I thought I saw some kind of unnamed, uncharted shape out there in the ocean. But then...
But then what?
Well, after you'd already left, I discovered that the shape I noticed was something the cat did on the map. I'm sorry, Chris.
That's okay, honey. There probably isn't anything out there in the ocean anyway.
No, probably not. Well, as long as you're back in Italy safe and sound, would you pick up a pizza on your way home?
Sure.
You're a good man, Chris. Stupid, maybe, but good.
Thanks. It's great to be home. And I'll tell you one thing. I'll sure be glad to have some clean underwear.
Well, there may be a little delay there.
Delay?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm sorry, dear. But I just discovered that the cat had kittens in your underwear drawer. Bye.
Oh, fine. Another catastrophe.
For the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I'm Dan Gould.